Now lift up a voice and sing like that. I am home. I am home. Power of my own. Cuba, I am home. Power of my own. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I look unto you. I am gone, power of my home. One more time, I am gone. Lift up your voice and tell it, power of my home. Jehovah, I am gone, power of my home. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I will come to you. I am gone, power of my home. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. Father, we bless your holy name. We appreciate you for who you are in our life. Praise God, hallelujah, for January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, Father, up to December. Oh Lord, we say thank you very much. Thank you for another time in your presence tonight. Let's worship him. Let's bless his holy name. He's worthy of our praise. Let's run out unto him. Praise God, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace that is more than sufficient. Thank you for prayer that has been answered. Thank you that yet to be answered. I'm on the dust. Who is lighting? Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always do He wonders, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I thank you for another time in your presence tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank you for another time in his presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I thank you for another time in your presence tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for another time in your presence tonight. Open your mouth and begin to bless. Appreciate him, lift him up. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto him. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Ancient of days, the man that minister, the one that was, that is to come. Father, we worship you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Appreciate him for his goodness. For his kindness over your life, for preserving your life even up to this moment. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by his grace. Oh Lord, Father, we say thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my kuzatile brasotaye kezeteya. Oh, put your mouth and begin to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Bless him tonight. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. That's all I'm going to think. He's the King of Kings, the portion divider, the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher. Just worship his holy name. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Appreciate him tonight. For because you are still alive, it's only the living that can be considered the idea of marriage. Father, we thank you tonight for your love, for your care. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, be merciful to me tonight. Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. In any way I've sinned against you, that I've disappointed you, please be merciful. Father, show me your mercy. Open your mouth tonight, God. Father, show me your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Tell God to show you your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. Open your mouth and pray that prayer for yourself. Father, show me your mercy and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say, oh God, arise. In tonight's prayer, answer me by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Show me. Answer me. In your mercy, answer me tonight. Answer me tonight, oh Lord. Don't let me go on the same. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, don't let me go on the same. Answer me tonight, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, in tonight's meeting, oh Lord, answer me by fire. Answer me by fire. Pray. Answer me tonight in the name of Jesus. Answer me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy, Lord. Answer me tonight, Lord. Don't let me go of the same, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Answer me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Answer me tonight, Lord. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say every wicked power that I vow that my condition will not change. You are a liar. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every power from your father's house. Every power from your mother's house. Say your condition will not change. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. That's a say your day of celebration will not come. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power that say your condition will not change. Open your mouth and pray. Enough is enough. They must die. They must die. They must die. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray this prayer from Father Clear. Beloved, tonight is more of talking to ourselves and praying some dangerous prayer. I know how many of us this month, today marks the beginning of 70 days fasting and prayer. And I want everybody to take this year seriously. According to what Jeremiah said, I've been telling you about this, a mysterious year, you need some mysterious prayers to be able to experience some mysterious testimonies. Beloved, this, if you desire to get settled this year, you can connect to the throne of grace within these 70 days and you will see the hand of God move in your life. But it depends on how serious you are with the Lord. You are going to shout this prayer point loud and clear. Say this one without apology to any power. Say, arrows fired into my life to always meet the wrong person in my destiny. Ha! You are a liar. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the arrow out of your life. Every arrow that's always pushing wrong people to your life, when you shake the arrow out, 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 out. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Aha! Pray. Every arrow that wants me to always meet the wrong people in my life for my marriage. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Oh, my sister, you better pray the prayer. That is what your prayer you'll be waiting for. Every arrow that wants you to always meet the wrong people in your marriage. Enough is enough. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus, I beg you, Commander, in Jesus' name, we are praying. You know what? I beg you, I told you I'm going to tell more of talking and more of prayer to encourage yourself. If you can keep to this 70 days fasting and prayer and take it seriously as one of the prayer lists you are going to make to the Lord and tell God that God, it took you 7 days to create heaven and earth. We did this 70 days fasting and prayer. December 13th, that's the end of the 70 days. Father said to me maritally. It's a powerful prayer point, but there are so many things that you have to do. Remember, the Bible says Matthew 11:12. It says, from the days of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until when you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. My brother, my sister, I beg you in the name of Jesus, there is a particular arrow that will fire to people's life. And that arrow will make you meet the wrong person that will pretend to be an angel initially when you meet the person. But tonight, anyone that is coming into your life to add pain to your injury, God will send them away from you in the name of Jesus. Anyone pretending to be a friend, but they are full-time enemy, in order to cause pain to your life, in order to cause weeping to your destiny, in order to make you cry on a daily basis, I command God to separate you now in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I am angry in my spirit. Why? It's a lesson for everybody tonight. I've got a case I'm dealing with right at the moment now. The brother appeared from nowhere, pretending as an angel of light. And like though I'm old, I always tell people, don't pretend. If you call pastor, I've met the person, God has finally done it, you need to go through counseling. Because there are so many things that have been revealed during counseling, both spiritually and physically. There are so many hidden things that will be revealed. Well, pastor, how can you have 16 weeks or 17 weeks of counseling? I think the brother is ready now, and I'm really happy with him. I have peace with him, and you will have peace. But there is something called the temporary peace. temporary peace is temporary relief. So I beg you in the name of Jesus, follow the normal protocol. I always tell people, it is dangerous for you to say you have seen somebody and the person now, you and the person, while you are believing God and you are praying and planning for marriage, you are already sleeping with each other, you are creating more problems for yourself. Because the brother will do what they want to do, at some point the brother will disappear. I say, hey, Pastor, I need a prayer. This, you need to stop this thing. I was speaking to one sister. The sister said, he said, it's a normal thing that men, once they are engaged like this, or planning to marry, they will just, it's normal thing. It's not normal. Biblically, it is not normal. So if you think the person will come into your life, like I said, I'm dealing with a serious case at the moment now. And I felt, God, if these people have gone through what we have told them to do, they will not fall into this. The man, if you see the man, a complete angel of I say it's okay. But when I first started suspecting, was when the man was trying to, after marriage, I don't feel like going to that fire church. Don't like going to, then I know that there's a problem. Today, I'm dealing with it. The man says he's working out after a child. You are going to pray. See, it's an arrow. That fire, but the sister was blindfolded. He doesn't understand. That's why I say that if you have gone through the normal process, you introduce the message to your pastor. From the pastor, they will now organize a counseling between two of you after prayer. What is your revelation? What's a revelation? And once you've done that, you know, don't say, I'm now 30 years old. It's better to wait than to begin to wail inside my body. There is pain, there is battle to fight. I, like one of my pastors used to say, when you are single, you have your own foundational battle. The other person has our own foundational battle. When you now meet or marry together, you're now combining two foundational battles to fight together. That's why one Bible says one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. But if the other party is not ready to fight the battle with you, you will be the only person that is fighting the battle on behalf of two of you. Have you ever seen a bird flying with one wing? No. The bird must have two wings to fly. My brother and sister, pray this next prayer for loud and clear. Say, powers that want me to meet wrong people in life. You are a liar. There is the power that push people to go ahead. You know what? You are now 40. You are now 42. They are counting age for you. But let me tell you one thing. There is something better behind the scene. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every power that wants you to force yourself into a marriage that is not of God. Father, today let the power die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let the power die. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to meet the wrong people in life. You are a liar. Die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, every satanic manipulation that is pushing my divine partner away, scatter by fire. Pray. Any manipulation pushing your divine partner away, that person that you are supposed to marry that will make your joy full, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every manipulation in the spirit realm that is pushing your divine partner away, scatter them. Pray yourself. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha, that is it. Aha, that is it. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha, my sister, pray that prayer. That's what you have been praying for. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, powers on my father's house that is in agreement with my mother's house to frustrate my marital blessings. Beloved, when they conjoin force together, the Bible says, don't enjoin and together, the wicked will never go unpunished. The powers of your father's house, they have gone in agreement with the powers of your mother's house, saying that you will never settle down. You need to adjust that power now. Say, you are the powers of my father's house in agreement with the powers of my mother's house, that I will never settle down maritally. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. pray. Help yourself tonight, my brother. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Something must happen in your life. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, my sister. This is what you have been waiting for. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what's going on. Look at what is going on. In the name of Jesus. Every power of your father's house, of your mother's house, say you will never settle down maritally. You are a liar. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. You must settle down. This particular year, before the end of 70 days fasting and prayer, your story must change for better. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. If I were you, I would take this video seriously. In the name of Jesus. God has done great in your life and is expecting you to take an action. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, Jesus himself may said it in Matthew 19 verse 4. He said, and he said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And he said, for this reason shall a man leave his father's house and his mother's house and join to his wife, and two of them shall become one flesh. Why are two people still remaining two? You are going to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say powers. Chasing my divine partner away. You are a liar. That is it. That is what we have been waiting for. Pray, my sister. You must settle down. We did this 70 days fasting and prayer. Something must happen in your life. Something must happen in your life. My brother, you need to pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. I want to key to it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight, my sister. Help yourself tonight, my sister. You must settle down. It doesn't matter what the enemy is planning. You must get settled this year. In the name of Jesus. Before 13th of December, write down the day tonight. In the name of Jesus, your suitors will work into your life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Aha, that's it. Makaseke tebo. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. When the angel went to Zechariah, that the wife, Elizabeth, was going to have a child. She laughed. He said, it's not possible. I mean, look at this old woman. Look at this. Also, the same thing happened to Jesus Christ too. He said, how can this be? So there is a marriage that is called the miracle marriage. You might be wondering, where has this brother been for years that would have made your joy full? Where is this sister? There is a particular brother looking for a sister. He said, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. My sister, your name, your second name should be a good thing. Somebody is using spiritual torchlight to be looking for you. But there are some powers that has hidden you in the spiritual. I want to gather your strength and praise prayer point loud and clear. There is something called arrow of late marriage. I beg you, if you are over 40, pray this prayer seriously. Don't joke with this next prayer that I'm about to pray, because it will deliver results as you pray that prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say arrows of lateness in marriage. Fire into my life. Bad fire. Pray. Arrows of lateness in marriage. Open your mouth and pray. Enough is enough. Oh yeah, buffer fire. Aha. My sister, pray. Pray for yourself, Aha. Lateness in marriage is not your portion. You might be delayed, but it is not delayed. Pray for yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The arrow must go back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus, arrow of lateness in marriage, go back to sender. go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Go back to sender in Jesus' name. They have gone back to sender. I am yet to decree to somebody's life. Because of the prayer you have just prayed now, if your amen can be loud 7 hot times, if your amen can be solid wherever you are, the arrow shall go back to sender tonight. It shall go back to sender. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. There are some people, listen to me this. I told you we're going to do some talking, going to prayers. Beloved, there are some of our divine partner, that sister, the person that is looking for you, by all means, must have been tied down in the spirit. When they tie the person down, it will be occupied with some things that are highly irrelevant. That's why you see some sisters, the time the men are really flocking around them, I want to marry you, I want to get rid of you, I want to set you down. That is when they say, you know what? I'm interested in pursuing my 7th PhD. I don't have time for it. It's not their fault, though. They have been tied down in the spirit. They have been tied down. The body says, oh, madam, you have had 2 GPHDs now. You have had this one. You have a good job. Let us settle down. I'm ready. I say, you know what? I've promised myself. I will not come back and look with it. It's their power. I promised myself that until I have the 7th or the 9th PhD, I will not think about marriage at all. I'm about 45. You are going to pray. Your husband must have been tied down. Your wife must have been tied down with a satanic chain. Today, they must be released by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I told you I'm angry in my spirit. Shout this one out there. Beloved, if I'm angry like this in the spirit, and you know by the grace of God, to the glory of God, I'm married and settled. Amen. I'm married and settled. It means, you know what that means to you? It means that you need to be more serious in the prayer. If I were you, I would key seriously into this 70 days fasting and prayer. And you will see the God that established Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. You will see that God move in your life in the name of Jesus. So I don't know if your own husband or your own wife-to-be have been chained. This next prayer is about to untie them. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, angel of the living God, arise and go and untie my divine partner. If his husband, mention divine husband. If his wife, mention divine wife from satanic chain. That's it. So you want to send an angel of an errand. Your angel is there. Command them. They will go with their sword and begin to release the person. Don't worry, no, we will not be surprised. Within a week, you can just see somebody walk into your life. I say, sorry, sister, I've been looking for you for quite a while. What's going on? Can we go for dinner? Can we talk about this? Talk about that before Jack Robinson said like this. The man says, surely this is the person that God has been talking to me about. And that is how somebody who has been praying and praying, the angel of God must have gone to untie them. Because if they are entangled with problems, they will not really remember that they want to get married. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, angel of the living God, arise in your power. Go and untie my husband, my wife, wherever they have been tied down from satanic chain in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to untie your husband. Tell God to untie your wife. Wherever they have been tied down, open your mouth and pray the prayer. Look at what is happening already. My sister, I love you, I pray the prayer. In the name of Jesus, I can feel something moving in your spirit. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Marike Seke Telemos, open your mouth and pray. Father, wherever their partner have been tied down, only what 2 was there. Father, untie them. Father, untie them. Father, untie them. Angel, untie them. Oh, now untie them. In the name of Jesus, oh, untie them. In the name of conscious. Oh, no, I'll tie them. Open your other prayer. Open your other prayer. Pray. Aha! That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it tonight. You must be on time. They 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 must be on time. Help yourself, my sister. Something must happen in your life. They must be on time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. You know what is doing for you? Open your other prayer. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. What's happening? I love you, that sister. I pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray that prayer one more time because of a sister here. The angel has already started untying the person, but you know, when you stop the prayer, when you just relax in the prayer, the angel just walked away. You need to call the angel back on operation. Something must happen tonight. Something must happen tonight. Enough of delay maritally. I have a covenant with the Lord that within these 70 days, almost everyone on this list must leave this group to another level of their destiny. In the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray that prayer one more time. Gather your strength. I pray louder than everybody. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? You woman, you will say, untie my husband. Man, you will say, untie my wife from satanic chain. Are you ready to pray? Say, God of the living God, arise in your power and go and untie their divine spouse from satanic chain in the mighty name of Jesus. My sister, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. You will see something in your dream tonight. Open your other prayer in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Aha. That is it. That is it. I know the way this is opening. Pray, 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 pray. Something is something already. Aha. That is it. Yes, 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 yes. I love the angel already. Pray, 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 pray. My brother, this is your time. Enough of delay. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus, this is your year. This is your year. Pray, 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 pray. Aha! My brother, I love you. Pray that prayer. Add more power to that prayer. God must untie that person that's supposed to marry you. That's supposed to marry you. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. One day, for several years ago, a brother was in the church working as one of the workers. I can't remember. I think he was in the technical department. And his sister was in the choir. Lo and behold, this is a true story. There was no link between two of them at all. Until some level of prayer was being raised. One day, the brother said he was going to work. He was not married that time. He was going to work in the morning, and he had a problem with the police. The problem was that maybe somebody said, yeah, you are looking at me somehow, blah, blah. Also, but that was going nothing to do with the marriage anyway. But lo and behold, years later, I just overheard that himself and that particular sister in the choir, they saw each other, they didn't see each other, but they might be seeing each other as an enemy. But they became friends, they got married, they are living their life with their children now. Now the question I keep asking is that, when they first met as a member of the church, they might not notice anything. But when you pray a prayer to a certain level, then God will now remove a veil that has been covering the person, that this is the person that will make my joyful up. You are going to pray. I beg you, this 70 days fasting and prayer, I have taken it and said this is a special year, 2020. Shout this one for yourself loud and clear. Ha. This one is for those who are so determined that this year something must happen maritally for them. So if you are ready to pray, pray it. If you are not ready, you can be taking it gently. Yeah, well, Pastor, well, I've tried everything possible, Daddy. But please, just add a little faith to that. Add a little quality of faith, or my sort of faith into what you're doing. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my miracle marriage. We did this 70 days fasting and prayer. My life is available. Manifest by fire. Your miracle marriage must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. Open your mouth and pray. Your miracle marriage must manifest. Open your mouth, my brother. It must manifest. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. Pray that prayer. I love you when this is time. Pray that prayer. The miracle marriage must manifest. It might be the dream that God will show you somebody. He said, this is the person you have been waiting for. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, my miracle marriage must manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, some of us, when men get closer to us, they'll be very nice. After some time, you don't even need to fall into sin with them. You don't need to fall, even if you don't fall into sin, something will just bring unusual hatred and they will change their mind and say, you know what? I don't think this one will work. Not that you did anything, no. Not that you did anything wrong. No. You just change your mind. Are you ever wondering? Is it not you that have been begging me? You bought flowers, you bought this one, you bought card, you bought present, you did this, you did that. Why is it now suddenly that why will you suddenly? It is not their fault. It's a power, that's a particular power that is satanically remote controlling their life. Ah, you are going to pray. Say powers. Controlling my divine suitor. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer for yourself. In the name of Jesus, pray. You have power controlling your divine suitor. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want somebody to pray this prayer. If you are here tonight, your parents did not enjoy their marriage, or you are from a polygamous home, or from a Muslim background, pray this next prayer. Say, any evil that took over my parents' marriage and is planning to affect my life, you are a liar. Die. Any evil that took over my parents' marriage and they are planning to overtake my life, you are a liar. What we are talking about. In the name of Jesus, the evil must die. The evil must die. The evil must die. The evil must die. Pray. Look at what is happening already. I love the way you are praying that prayer. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You know what? If your parents, if you are from a polygamous home, pray this next one. Is called arrow of polygamy. Die. That's why even man that you say, I love you with everything that they have. After they love you so much and they will start having girlfriends outside. Even if they don't want to do it, some girls will come and make themselves available and they'll be luring men, pushing them away. You know, the case I said that I told you I'm dealing with at the moment now, the foundation of that problem was a blood agreement. You know, when we are, the Bible says, the time of ignorance, God overlook it. When we are young, you say, you cut your blood, and I cut your blood, you lick this one blood, and I will lick that one blood, after doing that blood. The lady has gone to the man, moving on with her life. After certain years, the man cut off from the lady, then this man too, because the covenant is strong between two of them. It's not cutting off from somebody who brought you from nothing. The lady has been crying. I said, madam, it's better for you not to cry. Because when we are telling you, don't jump into man unless you introduce the person to your pastor. no matter how handsome or no matter how educative, any man that wants to marry you after this, your long years of waiting. And he said, you know what, I don't really trust the pastors, you know, oh, let's just you. And I said, yeah, nobody, there's problem behind the scene. There's so much thing behind the scene. When I met him, I said, how can a man be so gentle like this? He will not talk. He will not say anything. But the lady just called me, Pastor, we have prayed. God has revealed to me, and I thank God I've been waiting for years. I said, I know you have been waiting, my sister. I said, no, Pastor, this one is God's ordained. This God. I said, Are you sure? Now, just come. I want to see you on the wedding day. I said, no counseling. I said, no, we're going to do that one later. I said, they say, Pastor, you don't understand now. You know, this conundrum is cold. Yeah, you have your wife beside you. I'm not arguing with that one. That's why we don't understand what we are facing. I said, it is better to wait and to run into trouble. Today she's in trouble. She's in trouble. Very early this morning. I spoke to her very early this morning in tears and in tears. I said, no, I called the man. The man said, Pastor, there's nothing you can say. I've made up my mind. You know, I don't want trouble. I don't want wana. I just want to, I was just remembering the day he was dancing on the wedding day. Dancing! Dancing! With all this traditional, my God, he's alive! Why? Because while doing counseling, by the time you see the strict instruction given to your wife and your husband during your marriage, that you will know. There's need for prayer. I want to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Many of them are fighting spirit husband, spirit wife. And because of the covenant they have set up somewhere, the spirit will never allow them to settle down. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, spiritual spouse that has married me in the spirit, I divorce you by fire. Oh yeah, divorce them tonight. Divorce them tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I divorce you. 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 Aha! Pray. Divorce them tonight in the name of Jesus. Divorce them tonight in the name of Jesus. Spiritual spouse, divorce them tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for that sister again. I don't know who you are. Wherever your husband has been tied down, if your husband is loud, I demand their release tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be released. It 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 shall be released. In the name of Jesus. You will see your dream tonight. That God has stepped into your case. Within this 70 days fasting and prayer, you will see the hand of God in your life in the name of Jesus. If you have not started the prayer, please join them. Don't do the prayers of fasting. You are going to pray this next one loud and clear. Shout this one without apology to any power. Say, satanic covenant that is affecting my marital blessings, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Pray. Any covenant affecting your marital settlement, be destroyed. 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 Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Be destroyed in Jesus' name. We are praying. I have a word for somebody tonight that in the name that is above every other name, because you are on this platform of prayer tonight, your life shall be for signs and wonders maritally. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be for signs and wonders. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, let me tell you what. I told you I'm angry tonight. When you go and have a sexual relationship with anybody, you have sold some things to that person, which is like a virtue. And until you collect your virtue back, it might be difficult to settle down maritally. So you are this next prayer point, is to collect back everything that they have stolen from you. That is the prayer point. So I'm not saying, I'm saying it the way we need to pray. That's why I took my time to explain the prayer point. Are you ready to pray? Shout this one loud and clear. Say, whatever been stolen from my life, by any man, anywhere, I recover them tonight in the name of Jesus. Prepare for yourself tonight. Father, please, I recover them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I recover them. 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 Help yourself tonight. I recover them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Whatever be stolen from you, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, you recover them tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Sometimes, some strong man in our father's house, their duty is to make sure your marital settlement does not come to pass. So you want to engage the lion of the tribe of Judah to roar against any satanic strong man that is assigned to say no. Thank you, Jesus. Level of prayer is, shout this one loud and clear, without any apology to any power. Say this one, say, lion of the tribe of Judah, arise in your power and roar against any strong man in my family saying I will never settle down maritally. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself tonight. Pray for the lion of the tribe of Judah. That is God himself to arise and roar against satanic strong man that say your marital bed will not reach. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Aha, that sister, I know the way you are praying that prayer. In the name of Jesus, something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, help yourself, yourself. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying, beloved. Like I said, some power will say, okay, no one, leave that prayer, leave that girl. Let her go and meet that brother. And that brother is a wrong person for her. I know. They can program a wrong person to your life. I pray for that person tonight. Whoever has programmed evil people into your marriage in order to fight your destiny and not for you to fulfill your destiny, today I frustrate their plans. In the mighty name of Jesus, I frustrate their plans. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, arrows of thou shall never marry. Fire into my life. By fire in the name of Jesus. Pray. You need to pray the arrow out of your life. They say you will never settle down. Enough is enough. The arrow must go back. 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 Aha! In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Sometimes it's as a result of our past mistakes that is affecting us from not settling down in a marriage. Some people have used anger to stop what God wants to do in their life. Some people have used envy to stop what is good in their life. Some people have used all sorts of things, promiscuity, all sorts of things to stop what God wants to do. You are going to ask God for mercy. Say, oh God, my Father, in any way I've used my hand to put myself in this kind of condition, Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Tell God to be merciful, Lord. Oluwa shanu for me, say, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself, because I know for sure, we did this 70 days fasting and prayer. Somebody's status is about to change from single to married. In the name of Jesus, how it will happen, I haven't got a clue. But I have a God that said, Luke chapter 1 verse 37, he said, for with man it might not be possible, but far with God, all things including your marital settlement shall be made possible. Therefore tonight, O Lord, on your behalf tonight, I call upon the God of possibility. Your marriage shall be possible. 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 In the name of Jesus, say my marital settlement. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive total deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, my marital settlement, hear the word of the Lord. Receive total deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus, receive total deliverance. Aha! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, anywhere I am married to in the spirit, I disconnect myself tonight. Anyone has married me in the spirit, I disconnect myself from you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I disconnect myself. I disconnect myself. I disconnect myself from you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to write down very soon. I told you. We haven't gone so much time, but I thank God for those who have joined tonight. And I beg you, this is what's going to continue in this next, this 70 days, because your story, you must call me very soon that God has done it. That is my prayer point. I have no other thing, and I believe God so much. We did this 70 days fasting and prayer that we have started today. We did now December 13, go write it down. Those who are serious with God, who are determined to fight day and night battle, as we engage in that prayer, and as you engage in this prayer, you will see the hand of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, my day of celebration. Hear the word of the Lord. Manifest by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer for yourself, my brother. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, yourself. Pray for yourself, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, we pray. We have 7 prayer points to pray in 3 minutes now. I don't have much time anymore. Say, oh Lord, my Father, reveal to me any secret I need to know regarding my marital settlement. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, please reveal to me, O Lord. Emma Father Pamu Jemi Yaluwa. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, reveal to me, O Lord, the secret I need to know about my marital settlement. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, reveal to me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, reveal to me. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, thank you, Jesus. You need to pray this prayer. Sometimes, God might want you to talk to somebody. It might be the secret. Sometimes, God might want you to sow a seed regarding that issue. You need to tell God. I always tell people, That's why you hardly, H-A-R-D-L-Y. You hardly hear me talk about seed. But when it's come to me, if I receive it like that, I'll just say it. You might need to sow a dangerous seed. I say, God, I want to sow this seed concerning my marital settlement. Within these 70 days, Father, show yourself. Have you forgotten in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3? The Bible says, when Solomon mounted the throne of his father, the father could not build the temple for the Lord. Why? Because there are too many battles that he has fought, and there are many blood on his hand. But Solomon understood the principle. He said, God, he went to Gibeon. The day he mounted the throne, he went to Gibeon and sold a seed of 1,000 burnt offering. I said, yes, God. That night, God appeared to him in the dream. He said, Solo, stand up. Solo, stand up. You cannot give this kind of a seed and just go out without any request. What do you want? He said, God, I need an understanding heart to judge your people. That's why the Bible declares Solomon as the wisest man in the Bible history. He was so wise that he has a kind of a demonic anointing that he can control the 700 concubines and 300 wives. Can you imagine that? To control a woman is a problem. Somebody now controlling 1,000. I don't know the kind of auction wisdom that he was able to manage all his children, all his wives. You understand? I'm not praying for that kind of anointing anyway. But what I'm trying to say is that he was able to connect to wisdom of God through his seed. So then it might be the secret that you need to know. It might be what you need to do. It might be you just asking your father, I want to pray within 12 midnight and 12:30 every day for the next 70 days concerning my marriage. It might be your secret. Prayer can do all things, my brother. It might be the father, okay, within these 70 days, so I want to wake up early in the morning, 5 to 5:30, I want to begin to address this my marital issue. What you have never done before, it might be what you need to do. But God must show you what to do. So that when he shows you what to do, you cannot take the right step. Say, oh Lord, my father, whatever I need to do, for me to be settled maritally, reveal it to me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, reveal to me, oh Lord, reveal to me. There's somebody here. God, I've been talking to you about some things to do, but you have been trying to brush this thing away. It's time for you to arise, because that is the key that will unlock the door that God wants to open in your life. Open your mouth and pray. Father, please, oh Lord, whatever I need to do, please help me to fulfill it in the area of my marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, foundational power that always kept our relationship at the peak of my marriage. You are a liar, scatter by fire. Aha! I love the way you are praying a prayer in the name of Jesus. Foundational power that's always some relationship at the peak of their marriage. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Aha! That is it today. In the name of Jesus. That is it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say whatever is in my life scaring away my divine sutures. Yo, jump out by fire. Shake your body and let those things jump out. Jump out tonight. Jump out tonight in the name of Jesus. Jump out tonight in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life that is carrying away my divine suitor. Oh yeah, jump out. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say by the power in the blood of Jesus, I shall settle down maritally this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father, settle me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Maritally settle my case. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, settle my case. Pray. Father, settle my case. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, settle my case. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. Say this one with that apology to any power. Any unfriendly friend working against my marital settlement, walk out of my life. in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, yourself. Pray for yourself, yourself. I have your friendly friend that is walking into my life. Please, you know how to cause trouble in my marital settlement. Walk out of my life today. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Two more prayer points to pray. I want you to pray seriously. Say, any mistake I have ever made in the past that is affecting my settlement, settling down in marriage. Blood of Jesus. Correct them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray any mistake you have said you have done in the past. Father, please let the power and the blood of Jesus correct such mistake. Correct such mistake. Father, Lord, the mistake I made in the past, I am sorry tonight in the name of Jesus. Please correct such mistake, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Correct such mistake in the mighty name of Jesus. Correct such mistake in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We pray. You are going to pray lastly for yourself. Say whether the enemy like it or not, I shall laugh last over this marital issue. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer for yourself. Father, Lord, let everyone on the line tonight, let them laugh last, O Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let them laugh last. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name. I decree to your life that whatever your ancestors have done in order to affect your marital settlement, today I command them to expire by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that says your previous people, women in your father's house, they don't last in their husband's house, your own case is different. Therefore, I decree today, you will be settled maritally in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare in the remaining days of this year, oh Lord, shall arise and connect you to your divine partner. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone that is satanically programmed into your life in order to drain you and all that you have, today they shall walk out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Any relationship you are in now that will not lead you to marriage, I break them now in the name of Jesus, so that the right person that needs to walk into your life will begin to walk into your life. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. I'll say congratulations to you. God bless you. Please maintain holiness, so that I can enjoy what God has destined for you. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget, tomorrow is the normal prayer line, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And also on Thursday, we'll meet again, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. God bless you all. I will seven hallelujah to prepare your prayer tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Good night.